Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Thursday, November 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars.
Smooth transition promises Harris concedes to Trump, and 33rd Doyle sits for the final time. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The 33rd Doyle will sit for the final time today ahead of the general election. Yesterday evening, government leaders confirmed the Doyle will be dissolved this Friday. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Maybe there's some poetry to the fact this Doyle began with Donald Trump in office in the United States and ends with his re-election confirmed. When the TDs of the 33rd Doyle met for the first time, COVID-19 was a small, faraway story. There hadn't been a war in Europe for decades, and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil had never gone into government together. As this current crop of TDs meets for the last time today, a motion on the genocide in Gaza is the biggest item on the agenda. Taoiseach Simon Harris, the third person to hold that office in this Doyle, travels to Budapest later to discuss Donald Trump's election with other EU leaders. When he gets back tomorrow, he'll dissolve this Doyle and it's game on for election 2024.
Kamala Harris says she's proud of her campaign in the US presidential election after losing to Donald Trump. In a concession speech in Washington, the current vice president says she has conceded this election but does not concede the fight. She says a smooth transition of power will protect democracy.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny.
A major Garda operation gets underway this morning aimed at preventing and detecting antisocial behaviour on board public transport services. There'll be high visibility proactive patrols of Lewis and Dart services and several intercity Irmrod Éireann services. Alan Cantwell reports.
Operation Twin Tracks will involve Irinrod Éireann, Transdev Ireland, the operators of the Lewis and the National Transport Authority. According to Gardaí, the day of engagement will allow the force to maintain a visible presence on board services while preventing and detecting antisocial behaviour. Lewis Red and Green Line, as well as Dart services in Dublin, will be patrolled, as well as 8 intercity routes. Local crime prevention officers and community policing Gardaí will also be present in Pier Street, Connolly and Houston stations, and a number of regional stations to engage with commuters and provide guidance on crime prevention. The operation comes as SIPTU reiterated its call for the establishment of a dedicated public transport police service to combat abuse, violence and antisocial behaviour on buses, trains and on trams.
The restriction of humanitarian aid has transformed Gaza into a dystopian horror, according to the head of the United Nations Relief Organization for Palestinian Refugees. Philippe Lazzarini's comments come as Israel ended an agreement that facilitated the work of the Agency for Refugees. Last month, the Israeli parliament passed legislation banning the organization from working in Israel. Commissioner General Lazzarini says there has been a significant loss of life among UNRWA personnel in the region.
At least 239 UNRWA personnel have been killed. Others have been detained and report being tortured. More than two-thirds of UNRWA premises have been damaged or destroyed. Palestinian armed groups, including Hamas and Israeli forces, have allegedly used our premises for military purposes.
Many pregnant women keep quiet about domestic violence because they're afraid their children may be taken away. A pioneering partnership between Women's Aid and 4 leading maternity hospitals has spent 3.5 years building a system of one-to-one support for mums under pressure. Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, says maternity staff have also undergone training to recognise barriers like coercive control, which stops women from reaching out.
Women have a range of fears and barriers to disclosing, particularly during pregnancy. So they're obviously fearful of what will happen with respect to their abuser, but they're also fearful of things like what will happen to their baby or their other children. So building trust and creating opportunities for supportive intervention throughout a woman's maternity journey are really, really crucial.
Slow down and remember driving conditions are becoming more challenging as we head into winter. That's the message from Gardaí and road safety chiefs as they launch another national slow down day from 7 a.m. this morning until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Tina Gates reports.
One in 10 pedestrians will die if hit by a car travelling at 30 kilometres an hour. 9 in 10 will die if the car's travelling at 60. The figures are stark, and Gardaí carry out a number of national slowdown days each year to try and drive the message home. Speed not only increases the chance of you hurting yourself, but it also endangers those around you. Gardaí also wants you to remember that driving conditions will become more challenging over the next few days and weeks. So the message today is slow down.
Eddie Redmayne says when he signed up for the Day of the Jackal, he felt pressure to do the storyline justice. Inspired by the 1973 film, the new Sky series follows an assassin who meets his match in a British intelligence officer. It's on Sky Atlantic and Now from today. Eddie says he was a big fan of the original and would watch it with his father.
I kind of loved it since I was a kid. And so when the scripts arrived in my inbox, there was definitely a moment of trepidation. But Ronan, the writer, had completely updated the series, so it was, or the piece, so it was set now. And yet it sort of retained the DNA of the original.
Sport now, and in rugby, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell says he has full faith in Finlay Beelam ahead of tomorrow night's Autumn International against New Zealand. The Connacht tight head starts in place of Tadhg Furlong, who's been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Farrell believes Beelam's record in the Ireland jersey speaks for itself.
As far as the set piece is concerned, he's constantly stepped up, and he's always been one that's been really trusted as well. Tadhg's obviously a world-class operator. Finlay's obviously sat in behind that and pushed him hard. Now is his chance to show it from the start.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need to know on newstalk.com.